Today's scripture reading is from John 14, verses 23 through 27. Because a loveless world, said Jesus, is a sightless world. If anyone loves me, he will carefully keep my word, and my Father will love him. We'll move right into the neighborhood. Not loving me means not keeping my words. The message you are hearing isn't mine. It's the message of the Father who sent me. I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you. The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all the things I have told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you. Peace. This is the word of God for the people of God. You may be seated.
So on the first week of Advent, we lit the candle of joy, but we realized just how far behind we were on our Christmas shopping. Second week of Advent, we lit the candle of hope, but we started worrying about how we're going to make it to everyone's holiday events. We still didn't have all the presents done, and we're just really far behind on all the shopping that needs to get accomplished. The third week of Advent, we lit the candle of faith. But at this point, we were just trying to make it through another Christmas music concert. We still didn't have all the presents. We hadn't even begun to start wrapping them. And we just now started thinking about what it is we're going to cook for Christmas dinner. The fourth week, we lit the candle of peace. But we were so far gone into the busyness of the season that that word just seemed impossible. And we all started to share on Facebook just how depressed and unjolly we were starting to feel. On Christmas Eve, we came together and we lit the Christ candle. And we celebrated that love had come onto this earth. But we rushed from one service to another, one family event to another. We only paused long enough to sing Silent Night. And then we rushed back home to finish wrapping those presents that were still on our mind. I hope this isn't how your Advent went, but I know that some of us this morning feel tired and we feel blown out like those candles. I hope, though, that for some of us, Advent was a moment where we could pause each week, we could sit closely with God, and we could hold on to the peace, the joy, the hope, the love, and the faith that we talked about each week. But most of us are just really glad Christmas is over. We're really glad it's the week after Christmas and we have survived. And I just want to sit in this feeling just a little bit today. Whether you're really feeling it or you're not really feeling that much of the downness, the tiredness, the worry, let's just sit in this for a little bit today, because I want to sit in it and examine it so that we can leave it behind and not take it into the new year with us. When Jesus came to this world, the Jewish people were expecting him to come in as a mighty king, a warrior who would return the Jewish people to their own land, their freedom, their power. No one would control them, and they had hope in that Messiah that was coming. But God sent Jesus as a baby. He told the lowliest of the lows that Jesus had come and the shepherds came to praise him. People from other religions followed a star and saw that the new king had come, but the people around him, they didn't see that Jesus was here. He grew up to be a humble, meek man who spoke out of wisdom. He taught people a new gospel of love and about how to care properly for one another. Don't get me wrong, Jesus wasn't just a humble little man. He flipped some tables, so he had his radical moments, and in his time, he was radical in how he was preaching the gospel. But this isn't the image that the people were expecting during this time. They wanted a ruler to lead, not a teacher to follow. Because their expectations were so high and they were what they wanted, they didn't have their eyes open to see when Christ actually came. They missed what God was doing right in front of them. This arrival that they had longed for so long, they waited for this Messiah. The Savior came, and they could have sat at his feet from the very beginning in the manger. But some of them didn't see it. They didn't see it when he grew, and they didn't see it still when he took the cross for us. Sometimes this world and our expectations can blind us from seeing just how God is working right in front of us. So this morning, the week after Christmas, if we aren't careful, we're going to miss him today. We've made it through the Christmas season. It's done. Checked it off of our calendar. But I am concerned that our eyes weren't open and our hearts weren't open to what we were truly celebrating. I think this is where this blown out, tired feeling comes from. Christmas isn't supposed to be about being busy. It's not about making it to every holiday function or the gifts under the tree or all the family members coming in. Those are bonuses. But Christmas is a celebration that God sent his son to this world to walk among us, to teach us, to live for us, and to die for us. That is what we celebrate at Christmas time. The God, the King Almighty, did something so radical as stepping down from his throne so that he could be near and we could be as close as possible to him. So if we are wrapping up this Christmas season with feeling tired, like blown out candles, then we're going to enter into the new year feeling that same way. But it's not how God intends for us to enter into the new year. I think it's so appropriate that Christmas is at the end of the year, so it can relight us to go into the new year. I mean, think about it. We just celebrated that Jesus came to this world. Our God came and walked among us, and he eventually took a cross for us. And we need to be in celebration still of that. Not of the presents that we got, or seeing a long-lost nephew that we haven't seen in years, or anything like that. But we now have this unlimited access to everything that we lit on that wreath. Love, joy, hope, faith, and peace. So if we feel tired today, then we haven't seen what those candles truly represented for us. If this morning all you saw was the Christmas mess that you still needed to clean up, the credit card bill that you know is coming soon, and the few extra pounds that the scale was showing, then our focus is not where it needs to be. I think we just need to pause and see what is around us. If we aren't careful, we're going to end this year feeling so low that we begin the new year feeling even lower, and it'll just be a recycling, tired wheel that we'll be stuck in. Jesus has come, and he brought to us everything that we need to be whole. That's what our scripture tells us. As whole as this world will allow us to be, we have access to the Lord Almighty who can refresh us and revive us. Jesus has given us a peace that surpasses all of our understandings. He's given us a hope that this world can't contain, and he's shown us love that just cannot be compared to any present under the tree. So as we head into the new year, take that with you. Leave behind the tiredness, the anxiety, the busy schedule, but start this year with your eyes open to what is around us. Be radical and claim the gifts that God has given to us through his son. God has come, and God is still here. He is all around us, just waiting for us to hear what he wants to whisper to us. And all we have to do is to stop and to listen. And that's the radical part. This world is not one that pauses. Christ has come, and the Spirit is here with us today to show us that peace is a gift to us that we can have right now, today, and in the new year. This peace can cover all of our worries. It can trump everything on our schedule. It can calm our fears and anxieties, but only if we're willing to pause long enough to grasp it. And I think this peace is going to look differently than we expect it to. We may think that if we have our kids in the right activities, we have the right paying job, and we have the house decorated just so, then peace is possible. But I'm going to propose this morning that what if peace has been possible this whole time, right in the middle of our mess? Peace comes when we're still seeking that better job, when our kids are barely passing math, when our family's in the middle of an argument, when our dishes haven't been done in a week, and when the Christmas decorations are still up mid-February. Peace comes to us when things are not perfect and when we stop trying so hard to make things perfect. If we just sit before the Almighty and listen. So this new year, my radical proposing on the last Sunday of the year is, let's pause and let's seek God's peace. Start this year seeking the face of God and not focusing on what's written in our calendars and on our busy schedules. I'm currently reading a book about how to have a devotional time where you just sit and be present with the Word of God. And it gives 5 steps, and the last one is to abide. It describes it as a beautiful moment spent in pure contemplative presence with the beloved. This is love. Remain in me as I remain in you. Be still and know that I am God. Dwell. Remain in love. Abide. This is what I hope for the new year. If we are willing to just abide before the Savior, then peace can be felt for all of us. So this year, abide in God. Sit still long enough to hear the small, faint whispers. Relight your spirit by just being present before God. Just be present. Don't focus on your worries, but focus on the joy, the hope, the love, the peace, the blessings that are all around us. Will you take a moment now with me and just abide in the Word of God as I read our scripture again? Because a loveless world, said Jesus, is a sightless world. If anyone loves me, he will carefully keep my word, and my Father will love him. We'll move right into the neighborhood. Not loving me means not keeping my words. The message you are hearing isn't mine. It's the message of the Father who sent me. I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you. The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all the things I have told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. That is my parting gift to you. Peace. He has left us well and whole. And now peace is acceptable. Jesus came into this world for us. And he brought with him a joy that cannot be compared. A hope that is brighter than any darkness. Faith that can get us through anything. And a peace that surpasses all of our understandings. And a love that can carry us into the new year with a smile on our face. Will you pray with me? Lord, help our eyes and hearts to be open so that we may see you in each moment. This new year, we pray that you would be our focus. Would you guide our souls that we may catch your shalom, your peace, and that we may spend time abiding with you, just being present before you. Make our souls long for your presence so we have no choice but to stop and be present. Thank you for sending your Son, and help us to see the gifts of this Christmas season. In your holy name, amen.